Today is Mother's Day. And by the way, if you just took that as a reminder, you've got a tough day ahead of you. But anyway, when you consider what mom did for you, is there anything you would not do for mom? And just when we think things are one-sided in her favor versus us, something takes place which balances that scale. That's what one of my next guests had to realize when his mother was diagnosed with lung cancer. He is standing with his mom, strongly supportive in every way with the situation that they are dealing with. He's top-ranked champion PGA golf star Jason Day, and with him to discuss the topic of lung cancer on the medical side is board-certified medical oncologist Dr. Nicholas Rose. Thanks for being here today, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And I'm going to give you a website we're going to get to in a moment, testitback.com. It'll be a very useful information because lung cancer is one of the top killers, even though if you look at the stats in New Jersey, we are doing better than national average, but in New Jersey, there's 59.4 per 100,000 people cases of lung cancer in New Jersey, and it's a serious situation. Jason, how did you find out that what your mom's condition and situation was?
Yeah, so I received a call from my sister back in 2017, and it was early on in the season that I was playing golf, and she told me that mom had lung cancer. She didn't want to tell anyone because she didn't want to bother us, and I think that's very common amongst people that start the journey with cancer, knowing that they just don't want to find out. They're scared of it, and you know, I was emotional. I was crying. I was talking to my wife. We just decided to bring her over to us and for her to be closer to us to get a good team of doctors around her. We started with the surgical route first to get rid of the tumor. Unfortunately, the cancer came back in three different spots, and you know, we went down this road of biomarker testing, and that changed our path and trajectory on what we were trying to how we were trying to attack this cancer. And ultimately, you know, she's doing fantastic right now.
Great to hear. Dr. Rose Denning, Jason's mom, was diagnosed with stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer. Is that a lung cancer that is more challenging, less challenging? Where does that fall on the cancer scale, I guess we could say?
Yeah, so non-small cell lung cancer accounts for about 85% of all lung cancer. And as you said, you know, unfortunately, this is a very deadly disease, and there's almost a 250,000 new cases each year of lung cancer. I say to my patients, any type of lung cancer is a difficult lung cancer. The other 15% of lung cancer is small cell, which is a very aggressive disease, but really any type of lung cancer is dangerous. And, you know, the really key thing to take home from this is that we want to make sure that we're advocating for our patients, making sure they're getting the best care. And part of that is doing biomarker testing for the appropriate patients with advanced non-small cell lung cancer, particularly a subtype called adenocarcinoma. And this biomarker testing can lead us to the right types of therapies for our patients.
And that's what, Jason, you're lending your name and your mother's story to. It's called the Tested Back campaign. Tested Back, I gave the website earlier of testedback.com. Talk about what this program and this campaign is setting out to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thankful to be on your show today to be able to raise awareness for lung cancer and really just try and tell our story and what we went through and what my mother went through more so to really let people understand that there are steps that you can fight this disease. You can understand that you need to stay positive and persevere. You have a great team of doctors around you that are going to support you and take that stress away from you. And keep asking questions, because ultimately you don't know what is going to happen around the corner, but the doctors are there to answer everything that they can possibly do and take you on the right path. But testitback.com, testlungcancer.com, you can find more information at those websites.
Was your mom a smoker, Jason? Did her lifestyle bring about a better than average likelihood of lung cancer, or was it just a total out of left field situation?
It was total out of left field. So my mother is of Asian descent. She's from the Philippines, and she's 4'11", very small lady. Doesn't do anything. Doesn't party. She's never smoked in her entire life. So for this to pop up and think, well, you know, lung cancer usually happens, you know, because you smoked as a young person and in your adult life, that typically, you know, that's why you get lung cancer. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen. You know, lung cancer can come up and pop up at any time. And unfortunately, it happened to my mom, and she's a very, very healthy woman, and at the time was very devastating to her and her kids.
Is that a common or uncommon situation, Dr. Rose? Because I was friends with Dana Reeves, Christopher Reeves' wife, and she wound up getting lung cancer, having never even been around secondhand smoke. She was just dead set against that, and she, you know, tragically passed away from lung cancer.
Yeah, and I think that's another really important take-home message is, you know, there's a huge stigma around smoking and lung cancer, and up to 20% of lung cancers occur in patients who are never smokers or very light smokers. So it can absolutely happen to anybody, and particularly like Jason's mom, who's an Asian female non-smoker. That's a very specific demographic that has a high amount of these actionable biomarkers that we can look into. So making sure that we know who our patient is and also making sure we learn the most about the lung cancer is really key. And up to a third of patients with this type of disease can have these biomarkers that can pair with a certain type of treatment and get really good outcomes.
Just to wrap it up, Jason, for about 30 seconds, for the family that's out there that's in those first couple of steps of the walk that you and your mom took, what's the best advice and encouragement you can give them right now?
Yeah, it'll be emotional, but understand that you're going to fight this, you're going to beat it, you got to stay positive. You have a good team of doctors around you. And like I said earlier, keep asking questions. You know, you have to ask questions and find the answers. But if you want more information, testitback.com or testlungcancer.com are very good websites to start this journey.
And we put those links over to our webpage, too. And you can follow Jason on Twitter at JDayGolf. Jason Day, Dr. Nicholas Rose, thanks so much for the information for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.